Fine. So today we're going to today we're going to be starting the sugya of shlichos. I'm actually going to do some reading inside, hopefully not onerous, but quickly, because the Gemara itself, I think, raises a number of questions that we're going to circle back to. So I'm going to start from the two dots, Amim, Aleph, and Aleph. I'm going to go quickly, the bottom two dots, I'm going to go quickly, and it's going to go generally from the Gemara, even if you're not holding it right now. So the Gemara is Shlichos Minela, so this is the foundational sugya in Shas for Shlichos. What's the source? And the Gemara is going to discuss it in the context of no less than four areas of Halacha, namely Kiddushin, Gerushin, Truma, and Karban Pesach / Kadshin. This is going to be the major topics of discussion. So the Gemara says, Disanya Vishilach Milamishihu Osa Shobiach in context of Girushin, Vishilcha Milamechihi Osa Shobiach, Vishilach Vishilcha, the double language Milamisha Shobiach Osa Shobiach. I'm going to get back to this, and again, I'm going to move through quickly, not stop at every point that's worthwhile considering. But Shliach Osa Shobiach, keep in the back of our minds, where is the Gemara going to derive Shliach Osa Shobiach? Where is the Gemara not going to raise the question of Shliach Osa Shobiach, which I think is going to be important as we move forward? So that's with regard to Girushin. Again, we can, if we were learning this Gemara properly, we would obviously sit on these drashot and figure them out more carefully. But for our purposes, let's leave it there. Ashkam b'girushin, b'kidushin minala. Fine, girushin. What about kidushin? Which is, of course, our starting place for our sugya. V'chitim d'yalef m'girushin, ma'la girushin shken yeshnan ba'al korcha. So apparently we cannot derive from girushin to kidushin because girushin is ba'al korcha. And apparently the fact that girushin is ba'al korcha makes it easier to understand why shlichos should apply to girushin but not kidushin, which is very interesting. Potentially. In other words, the fact that Gerushin is unilateral, the fact that she cannot, her input is irrelevant with regard to Gerushin, why in the world should that have an impact on Shlichos? And again, we're going to be circling back to that later on. Was that reflect about the institution of Shlichos, etc.? That's a very interesting thing. There's a Tosfos Rashi who starts to discuss it a little bit. There's some, it piques some interest in Rishonim, though there's nothing too comprehensive out there, but clearly the connection between the fact that Gerushin is Baal Korcha and Shlichos is something that's worth considering. So in any case, the Gemara rejects this extension, this Binyanav, from Girushin to Kiddushin. So therefore the Gemara comes on to a new pasuk with regard to Kiddushin, although not entirely new. Amar Krov Yatzava Haisa, Makish Avayu Yetzia, the classic Hekesh, which is itself a subject of much discussion. So we do end up learning from Girushin to Kiddushin, but not on the basis of Istan Din Yanav, but rather on the basis of the classic Hekesh of Havayu Yetzia. Then the Gemara turns to Truma, Vil Hadis Anar, when the Shulat Seyit Shrom, Torim Kedal Das Mahabayu. So in other words, this is with regard to Truma Gedola. So I'm going to separate whatever the Balabayu stipulates, 150th, 140th, 160th, all those classic recommendations. V'meino yodeh, of course, it could be even a kol shehu, which is poter sakri, we know. Fine. V'meino yodeh, das bal habayis, torim b'veino nis, echad mi-chamishim, if he's unsure, just 150th, the medium amount. Next, amar piches asara, hosif asara, in other words, 10 as in 140th, piches asara would be actually ironically more. In other words, 140th. A host of us would be 160th. Rashi's bechazar is shetar mechad mi'arba'im. Again, more. So truma. So all of this minalan. So in other words, the capacity of a shliach to separate truma, where does that come from? V'chitem v'yalot m'girushin ma'l'girushin g'myeshnan chol, which is interesting as well. Girushin is chol vis-a-vis truma. Truma is invested with kedusha. If you eat it, you can be chayv misa v'dishamayim, etc. So the Gemara says, no, again, we have an independent, this time it's truly independent, a source with regard to truma. Okay. Which is fascinating as well and worth its own discussion, that truma is subject to machshava. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Perhaps we'll circle back to this as well. What does it mean that truma is yeshna b'machshava? Does that truly mean that it's so? The sugya seems to contradict the other sugyas, because that seems to be the opinion of Elazar ben Gomel, who says that that Shuma is subject to Machshava. The Chachamim seem to disagree, and the Gemara takes it for granted, Shekin Yeshna b'Machshava. What does Machshava mean? How does it interface with the Halacha of Omed? Again, major sugyas, there's a Rashi here, there's a Rashi, two days from Rashi in Bechorot, whether it's truly Machshava. You know, a lot of Tosos in Menchasa, Tosos in Bechoros, Tosos in Gittin and Daf Lamed, the whole sugya here in its own right. But either way, the Gemara seems to be assuming for our purposes that the fact that Truma is Yeshna b'machshava means it's somehow, again, easier to, just like the Gemara said earlier with regard to Gerushin, that it is Val Korcha, so too somehow the fact that Truma is more easily separated, it's Yeshna b'machshava, again, whatever exactly that means. So therefore, it's somehow easier to separate, and therefore more likely subject to the category of Shlichos. And therefore, just because we have the category of shlichus with regard to truma, doesn't mean we can necessarily assume that we can export from truma to other areas of halacha, which is again very fascinating. And then the Gemara comes on to the fourth and final category for our current conversation. Hadis nan chabura shavad pischa. What about korban shlitas, korban pesach? So the chabura had a designated korban pesach. It was lost. Ram lechad say uvakesh, go find another one. Ushchor aleinu. So they appointed a shliach to shech to identify and shech the korban pesach on behalf of the chabura in order to make up for the lost animal. Halach matzah v'shachat v'hin lachu v'shachatu. So there's a timing problem. In other words, which one, right? Will the real korban pesach please stand up? Right? Is it the one that the shliach found? Is it the one that they found? So that's the question. So whereas the Mishnah is the Mishnah Msachim and Daf Tzadik Chasim Beis, the Mishnah simply says Mishalo nishchar rishon hu ochem mishalo v'hin ochlem. The Shosim Imo, there are two girsa. What's there? The Gra, if you take a look, takes out the word Shosim, because it's talking about the Korban Pesach. So are they wining and dining, or are they just dining? Presumably the dining would be for fun, and not for halachic reasons necessarily. But either way, the Gra is an Isha Halacha, I guess. So the Gemara says, Mi Nalan. Okay, so let's just take this simply. It's interesting that the Gemara keeps on quoting these Mishnayot or Brisos that they're not just talking about shlichos, they're talking about a number of specific details. For example, by truma, it's not just that you have institution of shlichos. The Braita was earlier with regard to truma was about the independence, the relative independence of the shliach, and it asserted that if he doesn't know das v'alach bayis, he can actually determine on his own. So you wonder what that may imply about, are we just trying to find a source for shlichos, or perhaps to probe the independence of the shliach and his ability to decide matters independently and how independently he can operate from the mishaleach. And so to here, it's just interesting that it's not just stomach case, although this one's a little bit less leading or interesting in that regard, less so than the truma b'risa, but the Mishnah here is about a specialized case of shlichos. But either way, the Gemara says, Minalan, how do we know a source for the institution of shlichos with regard to shchitas korban pesach? So the Gemara says, V'chitem dialech mihanach. Right, you're going to learn it from the previous areas, namely Kiddushin, Girushin, and Shumah. They may have some degree of sanctity, but certainly vis-a-vis Kachem, right, Girushin, Kiddushin, and Shumah have a lesser degree of Kiddusha than Kachem. So therefore, the Gemara, once again, just like Shumah, comes onto an independent Makor, Nachalim, Rabbi Yishuv, and Karcha, then Rishuv, and Karcha, Minayin, Shashlucho, Shaladam, Kamo. So first time in our sugya that this phrase appears, which is very important. Shneimar, Shachatu, Asagwa, Yisrael, Bein, Huarabayim, Chikol, HaKahokul, and Shochtin, Valein, Ushochid, Elachad. Right, which is similar to the Mishnah, similar language to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos as an aside, right? So the halawa, right, that you should be done yachidi, in done ela echad, we debate whether that's a single dayan or a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But either way, it's interesting you find this similar phraseology elsewhere in Chazal. But either way, ela mikan sheshlucho shel adam kemoso. We're going to stop there for our purposes, just to point out, obviously this continues, it's not 100% clear, there's some discussion as to whether this last makor is specific to Korban Pesach or extends to other areas of halacha. Rashi comments right here on the spot, in the Rasul Minalan, seven lines down, Minalan de shlucho sh'adam kimoso l'shchitas kadshim. Shchitas kadshim. So Rashi seems to assume that although the specific case in point here is with regard to Korban Pesach, it's really a broader category of shlichus with regard to Kadshim in general. The truth is that the Gemara continues, and the next line of the Gemara actually supports Rashi, Nichtav Rachmana B'Kadshim. Right, v'nisi hanach v'nigrumineh. We're not going to read right now, but that line, the Gemara itself, uses the term kachim. Rashi got it from the next line of the Gemara. Rashi didn't make it up. So the Pashas and the Gemara and Evan from Rashi is that we're not only talking about from Pesach, this is very foundational. We're talking about Shchitas Kadshim generally. There's a Pnei Yoshua, I think, who questions Rashi. It's not so simple that there's a requirement. The whole notion that there's a requirement of Shlichos with regard to Shchitas Kadshim generally is subject to some debate. It's not such a simple matter. There's a big discussion in the Achronim about this issue, and we're going to get back to a parallel issue with regard to Chuma a little bit later on. So that's an extremely quick summary reading of the Gemara. But the Gemara already, some of the points that we raised, raise to the fore the questions as to the nature of shlichos, how far the shliach can act in terms of independence, the significance of the issue of bal karcha, and that, what that reflects about the category of shlichos. And of course, the classic question that's commonly raised with regards to the nature of shlichos, and we could complicate this, but the basic core question is how exactly does this institution work? And then two basic methods, the basic approaches that are classically discussed, and I think rightly so. The more limited view of shlichos is to say that simply I have a proxy, that someone else acts, and the results of that individual's actions accrue on my behalf, as opposed to a more far-reaching approach to shlichus, or which would basically be that shlichus involves not just that the result accrues back to the mishaleach, but rather on some level the action itself is attributed to the mishaleach, and as much as there's some sort of identity between the mishaleach and the shaliach. It's not that the shaliach is just an independent actor whose actions accrue to me, but rather the point is on some level he's kiyad bal habayis, he's like the yad mishaleach. It's almost as if the mishaleach, as his extended arm, his shaliach, has acted, as it were, in a more literal sense, on his behalf. Each one of these is very interesting. The former sounds kind of parv, but the truth is a huge chiddush on the one hand, right? And we don't necessarily appreciate it that way, because the truth is the notion of a proxy is found in many legal systems. It's not shocking to us, but the notion that someone else's actions automatically accrue to me is actually a big chiddush. I'm not performing my execution, and that person's not me. There is no identity according to this approach. Right? And yet it works. So practically speaking, I can understand the need for such a legal category, and yet there's a major chiddush in that it's true, and indeed the Gemara requires limudim in each and every area of halacha to come up with this category. It's not such a simple matter that with regard to mitzvos d'oraisa in particular, or d'oraisa chaluyos that are mitzvos, that this should work. On the other hand, the second approach resolves that problem. And it's not the shaliach independent actions, really, as an extension of the shaliach, but the notion that there can be some identity between the mishaleach and the shaliach itself is almost a quasi-philosophical idea. It's a fascinating kind of idea. What exactly does that mean? How do we understand that union? The notion that another person can become an extension of me. What does that mean? Is that an obvious idea? And is that reflect perhaps even something metaphysical about the relationship between Jews? It sounds like, oh, it's a nice word. But the truth is the notion that could be some sort of personalistic identity between the mishaleach and the shaliach actually could be rooted very deeply in a very profound idea about the relationship between different people. And it's going to go to the question that we're going to have to circle back to, which is what about shlichus with regard to non-Jews? And is the fact that there's some sort of, according to that second approach, is there perhaps some sort of identity that could exist between a Jew and a Jew that not only would not necessarily exist between a Jew and a Gentile, but might not even arguably exist between a Gentile and another Gentile, which is going to be a subject of some really interesting, considerable controversy among maybe Rishonim and certainly among the Achronim. So those are all questions worth raising, but either way, sort of just want to flesh out these two ideas and what each one contributes to the conversation.
Potentially for the second idea, mm-hmm. bring a proof from many times you find in the Torah that Hashem is speaking through a malach and he uses ani. Huh. That's like that good. I say. So uh-huh. it shows that even the malach, not Hashem, he's the shliach.
Uh-huh.
That he has the identity.
That there's some sort of identification. Very nice. Good. Which actually leads me to the next point I was going to make. It's a perfect segue. If anyone would like, I forgot to bring it in today. I apologize. And I couldn't find it online. I couldn't find it here. The Rav develops actually this chakira in a way, in a very particular way, but a very interesting way. It's an essay. I think it's the last essay or second to last essay printed in his Festival of Freedom. You have it here?
No.
I have it at home. I just forgot it this morning, literally sitting right there. What happens if I don't pack it up the night before? Then it just never comes the day of. My apologies, but it's definitely worthwhile. I'm happy to bring it in. And if anyone does shlichos with students, I think it's a really good, potentially you might want to take snippets, you might want to do the whole thing, but I think there's some really good stuff. The Rav basically starts, the essay starts asking, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Moshe and say Bo El Paro? Similar, not identical to what you're saying, but similar to what Ari is raising. Bo El Paro, why not say, I don't know, Tse El Paro, Go to Paro, something like that. What is Bo El Paro? So basically the Rav argues that Moshe is on a mission of Shlichut. It's actually another beautiful, beautiful essay about Shlichut, in which the Rav elaborates the notion that everyone has a certain role to play and that we're all here on Shlichut, all of us on some deeper level. It's a beautiful, it's actually a gorgeous, 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 and very powerful essay. Highly recommended. That's a different one. This is, that's in Bivrit. Yisraelim Yodim and Yotem Americanim.
Shabbat Yerbun.
Shabbat
Yerbun.
Okay.
People go to
the Shiva,
the Shiva, the
Shiva, the Shiva, the
Shiva, the Shiva, the Shiva,
no, but in America, this essay is not well known, simply because it's only from, it was never translated so far as I know. Someone should really translate it, it's gorgeous. It's an incredible, incredible essay. So highly, highly recommended. Anyhow, so there's an English, not equivalent, but an English one about shlichus. So the Rav basically said there are two forms of shlichut. He basically poses the satira in more or less the terms that we've raised. But the Rav elaborates and says as follows. He says, the second category, he says, that was that of Moshe. There's a personalistic identity between Moshe and Kadosh Baruch Hu on some metaphysical level. And that's why it's Boel Paro. And his point is, it's almost like the inverse of Imon Achiv Tzara, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is really there with Moshe.
And you see that from the word Bo?
Bo means come instead of go. So, come to Paro. What does it mean, come? So come means, I think come means together. If you're coming to Paro, right? I think it means, otherwise it doesn't work.
I don't really see.
I look back, I think.
I don't see how one is more. I know Bo might be a strange expression.
I think go means you go on your own, but come.
Mm-hmm.
You come with
someone else. Come with someone else, otherwise it's not. What does come mean?
Faint.
When I come, right? I can say when I come.
When I arrive, you're saying.
You're talking about someone else.
That has nothing
to do.
You're
talking to someone else.
When I talk to someone else, I'm like, when I come to school.
No, come means in the presence of the other. Come means you're in the presence of that person.
Okay, what does that have to do with shlichut?
No, but when I say come
the point is
that's irrelevant. Saying come with me to Paro.
No, that's what I'm pointing out, though. I can say, when I come to school.
You didn't say I come.
Don't talk to you about yourself. Talk about someone else. Talk to Josh.
Aaron is coming.
Tell him to go to Paro with you. Don't say I am going. Say to Josh, Josh, go with me or come with me.
If
it's English, come on.
I don't think it's the same.
Who asked you anyway? No.
I don't think it's the same.
Meaning, come means vis-a-vis the person whom you're addressing now. So, in other words, it means in that presence. In other words, if Aaron's coming, it means he's coming, right? If Aaron's coming, it means that he's vis-a-vis you, that means he's coming to you. It's in your presence. Go means out of my presence. Come means in my presence. I think that's the point. And so, if it's come to Paro, that means it's come coming in God's presence, which means that God is there with him when he goes to Paro, even though he's, as it were, leaving God's original place and now he's there. Not convinced.
I'm not convinced. I think it had more had to do with Moshe's relationship to Paro as opposed to Hashem, like how he's going, either going to Paro or
you can come
coming to Paro. But it's a tangent.
Okay, so let's take a look at the essay. Let's see, and then we'll take
it
from there. Fine. Anyhow, so the Rav suggested in that direction, and then the way he develops the second side of the Chakir is in a more limited but very interesting way. He says that the personalistic identity actually ironically requires the presence of that other individual. In other words, when I think of the second side of the Chakir, basically what we're saying is that you're an extension of me, and you go as far as you want because you're me. You're basically a stand-in, and you have full reign, full independence. The Rav actually ironically kind of limits it and says, no, that identity means that the other individual is actually present there in order for that identity to be physically present, in order for the identity to be meaningful. And so the Rav uses this principle to elaborate things like a tefillah b'tzibur, where the shatz is standing in the middle, surrounded by the community who are physically present, or korbanos, in which there are ma'amados. So why are the ma'amados there? Because the Yisraelim have to be physically present while the Kohanim perform the avodah on their behalf, and so on and so forth. So it's a very particular and slightly different development of this second approach, but it's a beautiful and clear formulation of this idea and takes it in an interesting kind of direction. So it just raises your attention. So that's, and again, it's toward the very, it's the second to last, the last or second to last essay in the book. Okay, so in any case, so that's the basic question, and I wanted to explore a couple of different ways in which this question is manifest in our sugya and beyond. So just to begin with the text of the Gemara and to elaborate from there. So I wanted to start with the issue of Shliachos HaShliach, because we noted at the beginning that it's very interesting that the Gemara only asked the question of Shliachos HaShliach in a very limited context. And the question is, why doesn't the Gemara, as it goes to Truma and Kachim, why doesn't it continue to raise the question, what's the source for the notion of Shliachos HaShliach? Right, we generally assume that Shliach can make a Shliach in context of Korbanos, in context of Truma, and yet the Gemara doesn't seem to require any source, even though we know, when it comes to Gerushin, Kiddushin is not so bad. Why Kiddushin is not so bad?
Yes,
the Haisas, we're learning, deriving from one to the other, so that's not so bad. But Truma and Korei Korbanos are independent, right? They're separately mudin. So the Chorai should have to go through the same process. Right? What's going on? Okay, so this is not my question. This is the question of the Machna. The Machna in source number 3 raises this question and links it to exactly our Chakira. It says as follows, L'chora kasha, akati shlech asa shaliach minalam b'kacha mutruma. Right? Now he doesn't ask from Kiddushin, presumably for the reason that we mentioned. Right? And he says, V'dochach lomar d'vahach mas nisin d'chabura shabbat pischa. Right? There was the one that the Mishnah quoted. I think it's Sariches, not Peches. Chabura shabbat pischa, v'yem asin d'fer ko isha, sh'harisha amar, oh, that's why. Harisha amar lo rabba v'shachach. He doesn't think that these sources are sufficient. So he says as follows. It's that line that we mentioned that the Gemara only invokes the terminology of Shluchos Adam Kemoso in context of Kachim. That the Shluchos Adam Kemoso, it's not just a throwaway line. It's meaningful. Mashma Dilagamrehu Kemoso Keilu Hu Shochet Be'atzmo. Right, so you see the added step at the end, because he's only answered the question with regard to what? Regard to kachim. What about truma? So he's saying, okay, it's a tzara shava, whatever. Okay, fine. But the core idea is that he's suggesting that the institution of shliach osu shliach is precisely contingent on this question. He's suggesting when the Gemara says shulcha shodim kumoso v'shachatu aso kol kal dasi zobin harbayim, that's more than, and I think it's meduyak and the psukim. The point is, the other ones were just proving that it works, that shlichus is effective. But the point by kachim, the point by Karm Pesach is going further, if you read the Gemara carefully. V'shachatu aso kol kal dasi zobin harbayim. Or to truly consider as if I'm doing the shechita. It's not just that I get credit for the shechita. It's not just that the truma is chal. It's atem gam atem l'rabos esas shaliyah. It's truly my ma'asa shechita. What do you mean it's my ma'asa shechita? Well, apparently, shulucho shemadim kumoso. In other words, sad too in the chakira. So it's a true sense of identity. Once there's a true sense of identity, not the way necessarily that the rabbi was saying it, but in the way that you basically become an extension of me, and so you have free reign to do whatever you want, because you're really me. So shliach osa shliach becomes, right, is a natural outcome, a natural outgrowth of that more far-reaching conception as to the nature of shlichus. So the point is that the entire institution of shlichus and shliach can be viewed potentially as a nafkamina of exactly this chakira, and the Machna understands it exactly that way and uses it to unpack a difficulty in our Gemara. So that's the contribution of the Machna. Now the question is lamaskana, according to his analysis, what is the nature of shlichus in those other areas? In those other areas, that would be an interesting question. Or would he say that, well, in the end of the day, we have Alimud Shliach Osa Shliach, and therefore, in the end of the day, it's all the same? Or might he say that no? That the point is, even though we have a technical Limud, the Shliach Osa Shliach, that's a Limud, but still the nature of the institution of Shlichos could potentially be qualitatively different in these different areas of Allah. I don't have any evidence in that direction necessarily, in other words, that there's some qualitative difference between these areas, different areas of halacha, but I think it's something that would be worth exploring in light of the Machna's point. I don't know what he would say, I don't know what the right answer is, but it's something I think is worthy of consideration.
Why can one suggest that, not like the Machna, that it has nothing to do with the Chakira?
Go ahead.
Whether how you of understand Shlichus, but really when the Gemara, the conclusion of the Gemara is that it's really accepting. It goes back in every stage. It goes back to comparing the cases together. So perhaps it never rejected the original binyan of Girushin to all other places.
Okay.
The other times the Gemara has to learn out shlichus and says you can't learn one from the other is for the institution of shlichus itself. But once you show that shlichus applied by all of them, the original binyan av applies that, and therefore shlichus by Girushin, the binyan av of shlichus osa shliach. Apply in all of the cases.
Mm-hmm. Here we're saying. So you're saying.
And so really, we ultimately accept binyan av of shlichus by everywhere else. And the limudim that the Gemara goes through is to tell you that the binyan av on its own, you would not know the other places. But once we have sources for each one individually to tell you that you do make the shlichus, then you accept the original binyan av.
Makes a lot of sense. I hear that. That's an interesting question in terms of binyan av, how that works. Are there other examples where we see that? Where
I'm not a Talmud Chacham. I don't know.
Okay, I guess that's two of us. I'm not sure. I hear. Good. It sounds like an excellent suggestion. I like it. That could be a good shot.
And then it wouldn't. There wouldn't
yeah,
be
yeah then it was like, yeah, for sure. Good. I like it. Okay. Sounds like a good alternative. At the very least.
And you could ask that you should prove that that's not so, because the Gemara never asks that as a disproof. Meaning, if we were disproving the binyan av, it would say you can't apply it because Because shliach, osa shliach, doesn't work in those cases.
Well, according to the Nakne, it does. I mean, it's automatic. It's a given.
You're saying there wouldn't be even...
According to the Nakne, you could have imagined such a stage in the Gemara.
Right.
Right. It's not problematic that it's not there, but you could have imagined such a stage. Right. I don't mean, that's a kasha.
Okay.
But according to your side, it's even smoother. You were saying, in a sense, it's even smoother. Good. For sure. I like it. Okay, fine. So the category of Shliach Osa Shliach, and the truth is that that's not the only case I'm actually going to jump over. It becomes very important in terms of the category of Mili as well. Source 7, the Mordechai. The very famous Mordechai has a lot of discussion about the Sugya of Mili. Mili, lo mimsaran le Shliach, Sugya on Gita and Dav San Klav, elsewhere. In what cases do we say Shliach Osa Shliach? In what cases do we not say Shliach Osa Shliach? Maybe for another week we'll do this in greater depth. It's really a sugya in its own right. But there's the famous position of the Kadosh Midrus. Although he's often called Midrush other places, but Druze, I think, is the name of the French town, I believe. Since verse 7, the famous Mordechai. So he writes as follows, Hagak Pasach HaKadosh Midrus, the famous pshat. Famous position. The ha'osa shaliach lekadesh isha umasar lo hatabas lekadesh, right? So shliachos for kiddushin, lekadesh, afilu, right? Shliach laholacha for kiddushin, afilu isnis baderech, eno yachalaso shaliach acher. Says shliach laholacha with regard to kiddushin is subject to the limitation of mili and is unable to appoint another messenger. Mishum de mili, which is probably against some pshat in the Gemara. That's a very big chiddush. Mishum de mili ninhu. I think it's the minority position among the Rishonim. Mishum de mili ninhu. Mili lo minsaran l'shaliach. Mili meaning it's just words. In other words, it's not a substantial enough act. The whole notion of mili is that a shlichos, either the original shlichos, or at least in terms of passing on to a second messenger, has to be somewhat substantial in quality in order to qualify for the shliach to be able to be empowered to then in turn appoint yet another messenger. So the point is that it's mili, and therefore it's too insubstantial. I have to explain why that should be. So it says ve'afal gav de'gav get kaimel and shliach osa shliach ve'lo havi mili. So what's the difference in shliach lahalacha for kiddushin on the one hand and gerushin on the other hand, where it certainly does work? So mishum esiras haget. So it says achinami ha'yikam esiras hatabas. So what's the difference? So he says, "Lo dami, the gabe get isha miskareshes bal korcha." When it comes to gerushin, the point is that the shliach, coming back to that point in the Gemara, that the shliach has a greater degree of empowerment, right? Because he's able to. It's a unilateral process. Once he's able to be megarish bal korcha miyakish yagiha get l'yada shliach harehi ki ilu migureshes. That's an amazing line. I'll read that again. Umiyad kishi yagiha haget liyad hashliach harehi. Ki'ilu migureshes. Wow. Hilkach, lo have mili, shehare hashaliach yachal garsha bal korcha. Get this, viyad hashaliach kiyad habal. So in Gerushin, because it's bal korcha, and somehow because it's almost as if it happened, sounds like almost a combination. It sounds like he's almost like hedging his bets, explaining in one of two ways, right? Is the pshat that it's almost done already, or is the pshat that there's not much that needs to be done in the sense that he's fully empowered because it's bal korcha? It sounds like the point is something like, and you have to really work at it to figure out exactly how these pieces fit together. It sounds like something like, because the mishaleach has already taken the first major step toward the gerushin, because he's appointed the messenger, which is almost all the way there, because it's a unilateral process. So therefore, it's almost as if the shaliach is continuing that initiative that was already begun by the mishaleach, and therefore can be viewed as an extension of the mishaleach. In other words, if the mishaleach did nothing, wasn't really involved in the process, I'm acting independently. But if the mishaleach already began the process, and all I'm doing is just to continue or to complete the process which is already begun by the mishaleach, so then in a sense I really can be viewed as the yad balavayas. I can really be viewed as the yad of the megaresh. So that's perhaps what he has in mind, putting it all together. Avo shaliach shel kiddushin in lotzo veho yishayna miskadeshes hilka chavalei mili v'ayin perikis gadol. Okay, so especially his line, etc. Again, this is a pretty famous passage. So the line about the Yad Baal, right, the Yad Shlech Yad Bahabal, I think really raises the possibility in this regard, with regard to Shlech Osa Shlech, that we really do see two different dinim, two different levels of empowerment, and I think at least one excellent way to say is to distinguish along these lines, that when it comes to Shlech Leholacha for Gerushin, because of the Baal Korcha piece, it's not just the Havim Nimbar, even the Maskana, the nature, the quality, the extent of that Shlechos is really more of a sense sense of identity for all the reasons that we mentioned, and therefore, really, there's a possibility of Sheachos HaShaliach. He's empowered, and it's not subject to the limitation of Mili, whereas a Sheach LaHulacha for Kiddushin, perhaps, is really just the functionary, is really the first son, the Chakira, and therefore, even the Maskana would be incapable of appointing another messenger. So, and there's not just an alumnus in the Sugya and how you learn the Sugya, but there may even be a classic Nafkina LaHulacha in terms of how all this works out. Okay, so that's the nafkamina of shliach osa shliach. There's another classic nafkamina, but one that I'm still working through. So you'll forgive me because I'm trying to figure out the Rambam that the Ksos is referring to, and I have to figure it's a little bit confusing. But I'll give you the nafkamina, and we'll see some of the makaros, and perhaps flesh this out more fully when it's crystal clear to me what exactly the Ksos is doing in terms of just the actual makaros and just the idea. The idea is as follows. The case is as follows. Let's say, if the Mishaleach appoints a Shaliach in a state of insanity, of halachic insanity, right, Ruach Shtos, etc. So you know that the halacha is if he appoints the Shaliach in such a state. So of course, right, it's an invalid Minoy Shlichus. That's clear. The question is as follows. Let's say the Mishaleach appoints a Shaliach, and then he's Nishtata, the Mishaleach is Nishtata only after that appointment. In other words, he's a Bikeach Bish'as Aminoy, and he was a Shota. Bish'as Ma'asa. In other words, when the Shaliach, at some point when the Shaliach either is in the middle of that process or actually carries out the Shlichos, so at that moment the Mishaleach is no longer in a state of halachic sanity. Right? So the question is, he's a Shota. So the question is, should that matter at all? Should that matter at all? So why is this such an excellent scenario? Right? Rabbi Horn says.
If it's Kiyar Balmamesh, then the Mishaleach is also a Shota.
Right, so if you really take this second, if you hold it from the first side of the Chakir, so there's something to talk about. What are you talking about? I don't understand, right? We should view the Shaliach as an independent personality, and therefore who cares about the state of the only thing that matters, the state of the Mishaleach during the Minoy Shlichut, but anything afterward, the Chora would be irrelevant. But if I really think that the Shaliach is truly an extension of the Mishaleach, now this is interesting. So maybe I could make the argument that if he's truly an extension, if he's really Kiyad Bal Habayit, he's acting as the extended arm of the Mishaleach, so then, well, right, the Mishaleach also would have to be similarly in a state of sanity, a lack of sanity, during the execution of the Shlichut. Right?
Meaning you would consider him.
On some level, actually, Ki'ilu, in this regard, as a Shota. Because you're the Balabait. Well, the Balabait is a Shota.
So. Not mean whether he could do the act?
Yeah, whether or not it's Chal. He's a Kasher Apostle. He gives the get to the woman.
So,
yeah,
can you say even if it's just he's not Ma'am Shaitik of the identity, but just the results are crude, that maybe the results can't be Chal on a person who's Ma'am Shaitik?
You could say that. I hear that.
And you could also ask.
But I don't know. I mean, really? L'chora, you. Das is required to execute it. I don't see why. I don't know. The simple pshat is that with regard to Kiddushin, Gerushin, certainly Truma, for example, I don't know. L'chora, if something has to happen to my Kri, I don't know. I should need to be in a... L'chora, it's a chisar. I don't know. The pasha says that... I hear what you're saying. It's possible. I would think that the simpler understanding is that it's a chisar and the ma'asa.
Right, okay.
I hear it's possible.
Now, what about
less possible with regard to Truma, though, for example.
What about the reverse? Let's say the shliach goes crazy.
Good, but l'chora, it's going to be hard.
Gives the get.
Right here, but l'chora, that's going to be hard either way. Because what are you going to say?
If you accept the ladder.
I understand what you're saying.
If you accept the ladder, then you also have to accept the opposite way, and then
you view it as the Baal, and the Baal is not
a Shota.
I don't think I have no identity. It's like a Shutfus. That's why I said you have to kind of figure out what exactly this whole union of identity means. In other words, like, there's a merging of identity, but it doesn't mean that my identity no longer exists at all. The Shaliach, I mean. Right?
It shouldn't matter.
L'chora, it's no good either way.
Right.
No, so I'm saying it's not an afkamina. I'm saying either would be possible according to everyone.
Yeah,
it's one thing to say that the Mishaleach also is relevant. It's another thing to say the Mishaleach is no longer relevant because identity has been so subsumed under that of the Mishaleach the extent that it's not really... In other words, it's a merging of minds on some level, whatever exactly that means, of personalities. But it's not that the Shaliach is so swallowed up in the identity of the Mishaleach that he doesn't exist at all.
Yeah, like
you're
for handicapped, mentally handicapped.
Right, it's not...
become a shliach for someone who's not.
Right. Suggest that to the doctors. I hear. Right now, that you're saying.
The counterpoint of shliach.
Okay, fine. So that's the question. So now the issue that I'm just having, this is famously raised by Iktos. So let's see the Iktos having source too. Shen Meidas, Roy the Sapik, Kicha, Dahaya Pik, and there's the Mechaber is discussing classic case with Mishalech Hasnana Bardas during the Mino Shichus, and it's obviously no good. So he says, Roy the Sapik, Kicha, Dahaya Pikech, Bisha, Shaso, Shaliach, the Kodem Shagamra, Shaliach, Shlichuso, Nishtata, Hamishaleach. So this is the Sapik of Iktos in Kufte Chesbez. Miazin of Asar, Miikara, Uvisha, Shaso, Shaliach, Pikech, ve'omed bimkom hamishaleach. Oh, aslinam baser b'sof v'harei v'sh'ask mar hashlichos nishtateh hamishaleach uvat l'shlichos. It's exactly this chakira. It's exactly the famous Safek Liktos. Now, the problem I'm having, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on, is that my reading of the Rambam, unless I'm reading the wrong Rambam, is the opposite of that of Liktos, so I'm just very confused. So quickly, take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, in source 1, and then we'll take a look down the Ksos's presentation. I must be missing something obvious. Amar kishu bari kisvu get utsnuli ishti, right? V'achar kach nivas, and he became insane afterward. He became frightened, as it were. Mamtine nad shiyavri v'chosu nenos nenla. V'in tzarech lachazor nimalichu achar shihivri. Fine. But, to the point, im kasvo v'nasno kodem shiyavri, hare ze pasul. So, I don't know. In Hilchos, so maybe I'm missing something. In Hilchos Gershon, does pasul mean just neither Abana?
Yeah.
I would have thought neither Isa, no?
The Rambam says no.
What?
Get.
Is it by Gershon?
Get is pasul.
Ain't no get.
Ain't no get pasul, that must be it. I was thinking back. Okay, that must be the Pshan themselves. Okay, so that's the answer. Zeh pasul. Okay, fine. So take a look at the Ksos. He says, Omnam, second paragraph in the Ksos, Omnam matzanu shenechlu bazek kamay. Til dasar, I'm paraklis migirishin halacha dezav. That's going to be the answer. Im hayavari vishas mino shlichos v'achach achazo chol ishtos. Im nasno hashaliach havele get min ha-Torah. V'inu pasal em drabbanan. Shelo yomru shote bar girishin. Now, the thing is, the Ram, I don't know, it doesn't say shelo yomru. The Ksos just made that up to explain it. I feel like I'm missing something.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe. I was looking back to other halachot. I don't know. Let's look at the gear. So, I'm missing something. I don't know. So he says it's exactly this. Machlokas. That's something the Rabban Machasav. That filu goseis inu bar girushin. In la social echelim v'yachar kach naase goseis nami mahanish lichusei v'inshem. There's this nafkamina la halacha l'maase. And not just whether it's pasul midrabban, pasul midraisa, is going to be a case of a goseis where no one would say, you know, that he's a. Right, no one's going to say, oh, maybe Shota is Bar Gerushin. I guess they're not going to be confused by Goseis, or it's not a common enough scenario, whatever, maybe, I don't know. Right, why is he getting divorced as a Goseis? Okay. Fine. So he says that maybe there's even Afghan in there. That's Ramda Minatora, the Gavin of the Roman, Shalim Shalbar Gershon, Kin Haka, Gabi Mamukia, Gavin of Garmina, Balsatur, Dav Minatora, Bittal Shlichos, Koshin Shatta Vishas Mark Shlichos, Kimamunami Lecha Shlichos, it's not going to work in Mamunos, Dini Mamunos. That's the Shan. Dini Mamunos as well. Okay, fine. So in any case, I could maybe this Shan the Ramah. So do a little bit more research, make sure I understand clearly, but certainly you can see why this would be an Afkamina, and you can see that the Ksos is told this, and I'm a Chogos in the Rambam on the one hand, and the Tur on the other.
So okay. Pasul means Pasul in the Rabbana.
Yeah, I think that's the point when we look back. Good. Next week, I want to connect this to the issue of an Akum appointing a Shaliach, and also there's a big discussion as to whether or not Chuma requires Shalichos in the first place, and a number of other areas in Halacha. It's a big machlokes Rishonim, which is strange in light of our sugya, but important as well.